Summer mascot camp is underway near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm the Wildcat. I learned a lot just about how to develop my personality, and I think that'll really help me.
This is high school student Jesse King's first time at mascot camp. Half the participants are returning campers like Frank Vespi, a full-time mascot for a professional baseball team.
I would like to present campers with the skills that I have and learn new skills along the way.
Karen Simmons' Red Robin represents a local restaurant.
I've been doing this for 11 years. It's relief and release. I work full-time for the federal government. That can be very trying and very frustrating. This is a physical outlet with a lot of physical fun.
The camp is run by veteran mascot Erin Blank.
I started Keystone Mascots about 15 years ago, mainly because there was a need for people like myself to learn performance skills and have costumes that were going to be able to fit them in a more effective way.
Campers learn how to use props, how to show emotions, as well as mascot rules, safety and responsibility, which Blank says are as important as being entertaining.
Is to promote the organization they represent. Whether it's a sport or a school or even a business or a corporation, we want to be the most positive image that the business can put out into the community.
Blank wanted to be a mascot since she was 10 years old.
In elementary school, I got to wear a Cookie Monster costume, and I fell in love with the activity.
And she's been a mascot for a variety of sports teams and organizations since then.
At 42 years old, I am still being a mascot. It's addicting. I've tried to quit 4 times, and it didn't happen. And considering one of the oldest performers I ever met was 72, it might be a while before I quit again.
Blank also builds mascot costumes in her basement studio.
We actually build them so the whole thing is water washable.
We like to put baseball helmets in our heads, the hair. There's actually ventilation holes throughout this whole head that allow for the steam to rise out. And the same with the body.
Sweat, however, stays inside. Blank's current costume, the mascot for the Lancaster City football team, is soaked after a performance.
Oh, when I put it on, it's probably about 5 degrees hotter than outside. It's just humid. Right now, it feels like I'm in kind of a rain cloud inside my costume.
Blank takes her campers to a minor league baseball game in Harrisburg for a graduation performance. Despite the heat hovering near 37 degrees Celsius, the mascots are enjoying the show, and so is the crowd. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.